The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome into Dorf on Sports. It is a championship edition as we turn the calendar to June right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I am Jeff Rich, sitting in the pilot seat for the Dorf Man. Dorf Man taking a little sabbatical, getting away from the microphone a little bit, and Mike Wilson going to ride shotgun with me. We're going to talk a lot about the world of sports. We know that the Warriors came out strong on Thursday night, took care of business against the Cavaliers. More of the same, 13-0 in the playoffs. Stanley Cup takes a little shift, goes down to Nashville, goes down to the honky-tonk land, and the Predators answer the call with a rowdy arena packed at Bridgestone Arena there in Nashville. They get the 5-1 victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins to make that series 2-1. Albert Pujols goes deep for the 600th time, becoming the ninth person to join that club. And the Diamondbacks struggling to hit the baseball down in Miami. Let's welcome in Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com and the Dorf on Sports radio team.
Hey, guys, what's going on? It's a good day. Hey, I'll tell you what, I watched the Pred game last night, the Preds and the Pens, and that was something else. That crowd was jumping. It was live. It was crazy. I would have been just happy as heck to be a part of that crowd last night.
All right, plenty of that coming up on the other side. Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, this is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I don't know why I let that mean woman make me a fool.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich and Mike Wilson. Dorf man taking the day off, enjoying himself. He might call in here in a little bit, but you can call in yourselves. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. We want to know what's on your mind. We'll talk about anything and everything. You got Jeff Rich. You got Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, but I've learned a little bit about you over the last couple of weeks, Mike Wilson. You are not a one-trick pony. You are not just a football guy, despite the Twitter handle, at PigskinOpinion.
That's right. Yeah. No, I'm not a one-trick pony. I've been a sports fan, like all sports fan, like since the day I came out of the womb or something like that. But despite the Twitter handle, I am not a one-trick pony. I love talking sports in general. So let's do this.
So let's get the Twitter handles out there. You can tweet the show at Dorf Online. I am at By Jeff Rich. And like I said, Mike Wilson at Pigskin Opinion. But I want to know a little bit about your hardwood opinion. We watched game one. We were on the air on Friday on the local show here, but we didn't really get a chance to delve into it despite having a guest from Cleveland. I think that we all just kind of wanted to put it behind us. But we do need some perspective as we look for game two on Sunday night from the Oracle Arena. You know, a reminder, folks, Dorf on Sports, we are live 8 to 10 Pacific time every Sunday. But we have a game on Sunday night that I think that we would do this show a disservice by not discussing. So game one, Cavaliers try to feather out and defend the three ball strategy that ultimately backfired because we saw all of the greatness that is Kevin Durant. You know, we talk about his move to the Golden State Warriors after not getting it done with Oklahoma City. We talk about the pressure that's on him. But I think what tends to be forgotten in all of that is what a tremendous basketball player Kevin Durant is and what a supporting cast that he has in Golden State and how that allows him to play his game at an even higher level.
Yeah, and for me, you know, going into game one, it was a matter of who was going to come out and be able to execute. I mean, we talk all the time about, you know, football teams, basketball teams coming out after a long layoff and who can execute, who's going to show the least amount of rust in their game, in their offense, in their defensive schemes. And it was certainly Golden State in the end on Friday night there, or Thursday night, excuse me. And boy, KD really came to play. And I don't know if it was so much KD as it was maybe the defensive schemes of Cleveland that made it easier for KD to get to the rim, to get to the basket. Cause like you said, they were fanning out to stop the three ball from Clay or Steph or even Dre. And it was like the Red Sea parting a lot of times for KD. And he had, you know, no problem getting to the rim for easy dunks, easy shots. But you know, there is no denying that KD is, you know, arguably the second best player on the planet. and he showed it Thursday night against the Cavs.
I definitely thought so. You know, I think the Golden State's doing it a little differently this time around. You know, I think the Mark Jackson team, you know, the first 2 years that, you know, that we've seen of Golden State going to the finals, winning in 15, you know, taking it to game seven in 2016, it's been their role players. It's been that they've been 9 to 11 deep and they have line changes. You know, we had a hockey game on Saturday night, but you know, I'm talking about basketball. I'm talking about throwing a whole different lineup at you, throwing a different dynamic that, you know, and you're going to play twos versus twos. So you're not only playing your second unit with a different dynamic to their game. You're also playing your second unit against second unit guys from the other team, which might not be as good. I thought the Cavs upgraded their bench to the best they could through veteran minimums, bringing in guys like Derek Williams and Kyle Korver was a trade, but Derek Williams, Darren Williams, you know, they tried it with Birdman. They tried it with Bogut. I think that it would have behooved them to have a healthy second option when Tristan Thompson was as much off his game as he was. And, you know, you count on him if you're Cleveland to get a lot of those 50-50 balls. You count on him to really steal rebounds on the offensive side. And he just was absolutely nowhere to be found. You don't expect him to score. I don't think that you expect him to put the biscuit in the basket except on the putbacks, which Golden State wasn't even giving him on Thursday night.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And Tristan, like you said, was nowhere to be found in that game. And he was one of the guys that I was looking at to make an impact, because let's face it, I mean, he does have some inside moves. He can make life difficult for him, you know, for the other team. And he wasn't going after loose balls. He wasn't getting rebounds. He wasn't doing much of anything. And, you know, people want to get all over LeBron, you know, for his 8 turnovers that he had. Well, you know what? 8 turnovers, but he also, you know, was scoring the basket pretty well. He was distributing the ball. He was getting rebounds. So LeBron showed up. It's now if everybody else can come along, because everybody else on Thursday night was not hitting anything. You know, Shump, I mean, say what you want about Shump, but Shump has to hit some shots to kind of keep the defense honest with Golden State. JR has to do the same thing. And, you know, LeBron needs his supporting cast. He can't go 1-on-4, 1-on-5 with Golden State and expect anything great to happen.
Well, you talk about the turnovers and, you know, possessions. It's something we talk about more so in football, especially the indoor arena football game. But, you know, when you don't think about possessions a lot in basketball. You look at the, you know, the turnovers, you know, plus minus, and obviously it was heavily favored in gold, you know, towards Golden State. They only turned the ball over 4 times. Yeah. So you're only turning the ball over 4 times. You're getting a ton of offensive rebounds. So you're getting second chances when you miss. And I thought they were cleaning up what Cleveland did. I thought that they played really good defense. They prevented Kyrie Irving from getting to the rack more often than not, quite frankly, and forced Cleveland to try to hit those contested jumpers. And they just they weren't falling, but they weren't getting good looks either.
True. So, no, I would agree with that.
You know, you could talk about how poorly the Cavaliers played, and you know, obviously, I think that the you know, but I think the compromise is where they meet, you know, how well Golden State played. I think that a lot of people are looking at possibly a sweep at this point.
Yeah, right now, you're trying to find out if there's going to be like a 4 or 5 minute span that Golden State's not going to be just a juggernaut. And right now it's hard to say that you're going to find that span of time where Cleveland can come out and dominate and get a lead and stick with it for the rest of the game. But it's going to be difficult based on what we saw on Thursday night. Now, I'm not sure how much schematically that Ty Lue is going to change from Thursday night. But it'll be interesting to see what he does and just how LeBron approaches the game tonight at the Oracle.
You know, and Ty Lue's got the advantage of having so much that he can identify on film. It's a lot easier to coach and make adjustments when you're the team on the bottom side of it. You know, I think Golden State's going to look at it and say, let's just keep doing what we're doing. you know, and obviously they have in-game adjustments. Mike Brown is fine with that. Steve Kerr could do that. I believe that Mike Brown will be coaching game two. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything different. I fully expect Brown to be coaching tonight.
So, you know, I think it would be the story would be if Kerr was returning to the bench. So Golden State, you know, looking to go up 2-0 for the second year in a row. You know, you remember in 15, Cleveland actually did take game two in Oakland.
Yeah. Now here, you know, everybody wants to say this looks like a sweep. It's only been one game and we got to just, you know, kind of pump the brakes just a little bit with saying that this is going to be a sweep, because all Cleveland has, I mean, just all Cleveland has to do. But I mean, if they get tonight's game, home court advantage goes right to them. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you win by 1 or 10 or 15 or 20, just get the win and get that home court advantage in your favor.
Good stuff, Mike. Good stuff. Plenty more on the other side. You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich and Mike Wilson. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Dorf on Sports. I am Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson riding shotgun. Talked a little bit of NBA Finals, as much as it pains me with my Cleveland roots to kind of go there and you know, so to speak, reset that game. Everybody had a problem with the NBA the way that it led up to these finals, Mike. And then you have Cleveland that shows that maybe they're not quite on that top-heavy level with the Golden State Warriors. I know it's only one game, but you know, part of it, you know, is thinking that there's overreaction, there's recency bias to this because we don't have anything more from the KD Warriors versus the Cleveland Cavaliers to discuss. So we look at Cleveland as doomed. We look at Cleveland down 1-0 in the series, looking to bounce back in game two, and the pundits don't think that they can do it. And I don't know where you're at. Do you think that there's any shade of hope for Cleveland to even push this six games?
Oh, I think so. You know, Cleveland didn't get here by some fluke. I mean, Cleveland certainly has talent, and you know, I'm just one of those. And you had mentioned that you know, that there's all the pundits are saying there's all this doom. There's all this. There's no way they're not on the same level like we thought they were with Golden State. You know, we know what happened last year. Okay, and you know, granted, KD wasn't on the team, but it was a really good, you know, it was a great team that they had to beat down 3-1 to come back and win the championship. But we don't have enough. We have one game, and big picture, I mean, we can't say who, you know, if Cleveland is on that same level until this series is over. Now, if this series goes to a sweep, then we got something that we can talk about in terms of, yeah, okay, Cleveland's a great team, but Golden State is 3, 4, 5 notches above them. So until we get further into the series, or until the series is over, for me at least, there's not much that we can make a wholehearted conclusion from in terms of these two teams.
Here's the thing that I'm thinking of, and it's the Harrison Barnes factor. And if you want to give Cleveland credit for coming back from 3-1, you have to consider their game plan of making Harrison Barnes beat them, which he was unable to do, and they were able to go at him. So you have an upgrade on both sides of the floor when you're talking about KD versus one Harrison Barnes who departed for a team and to be honest with you, Mike, I don't even know where he went.
Dallas. He went to Dallas. And it wasn't so much that I think, did he leave? I mean, was it a contract thing or was he traded because of the, you know, KD coming in, they had to balance money or, I mean, it was something along those lines.
He was expiring. He was on his way. I mean, obviously with KD coming in, you know, they weren't going to pay him to keep him, especially after that performance in the 2016 NBA finals. But the bigger picture is, you know, people don't want the playoffs to be so quote-unquote boring. They don't want everything to lead up to the inevitable. You know, and I think it's the best thing when you have the best two teams in the league playing each other. With apologies to the Boston Celtics, I think that, you know, anybody that's watched the NBA or even paid the slightest bit of attention says that regardless of what Cleveland's record is, they're the next team behind Golden State. And to be honest with you, coming into this season, they're the defending champs. So, you know, Golden State might have to cede that number one role until Cleveland, until Cleveland does go down. But game one was pretty convincing. I don't blame people for being where they're at with the Cavaliers. And I'm not sure about the NBA. Hey, we have a caller. Let's go.
Who's
out
this guy? Who do we? What?
Let's go out to, and I hope I'm saying this right. Is it Andy in Wisconsin?
Yeah, you got Andy in Wisconsin, fellas. How you guys doing?
Hey, Dorf, man. We're doing well. We're talking sports on a Sunday. You know, we're talking sports on the weekend, and we got the whole team together, man. So what's on your mind?
Well, listen, I heard what you're talking about right away with the Cavs and maybe a little bit about the Warriors series. Look, fellas, I'll tell you what, man. Game one is such an interesting game because we thought it was going to be a good one, and it was for about a quarter. However, after that, you know, Cleveland's got to learn how to play defense. Cleveland's got to learn how to get Tristan Thompson involved in the offense. Kevin Love had a good night on the glass. We all know that. He had 22 rebounds, but that obviously hurt him on the other side because he wasn't giving them any offense. So for me, the way I look at this series, Jeff, and I know this may wind up bothering you to a certain degree, but I almost feel like Cleveland's got to play perfect games to win this series, to be honest with you, and to have a chance at all in the series to extend this thing past four games. So I was somewhat shocked and surprised at the lackluster performance from the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 1, to be honest with you.
I was definitely not surprised, but disappointed that it came to be that way. And, you know, Andy, wouldn't you say that games 5, 6, and 7, the Cavaliers had to play perfect? I would think that any time that you beat this Golden State Warriors team, unless they're just abysmal, which happens so rarely, that you do have to play a perfect game to beat them under any circumstances. It's not a response to game one. It's just the truth of what Golden State is in the present time.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And I think if we go back to a year ago, you know, I've been trying to go through this a lot in my head. And, you know, we talk about all the blowouts that we've had throughout the NBA playoffs this season. And to be honest with you, man, the finals really only yielded us one really good basketball game when you think about it, and that was Game 7. Every other game was a blowout in the finals last year. And you know what? Game 7 just absolutely made that finals a spectacular finals, as we all know. But there was a lot of lopsided games last year in the NBA Finals as well. So, truth be told, I just think it's, you got to go out there with good energy. You got to go out there with the thought in your mind that we're going to go out there and we're going to win and we're going to play a great basketball game. And if it's not going your way, you got to figure things out. And that's the one thing that I really found to be disappointing with Ty Lue the other night, man. I mean, he only played like 7 or 8 guys. Golden State's playing 11 guys. And when they're playing that many deep, they're going to wear the hell out of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So Ty Lue has got to figure out a much better rotation if they have any shot in this series at all, man. So I was a little disappointed. I was shocked because I thought as far as the coaching matchup, you know, I was slightly edging myself toward Ty Lue because they had been there, they'd come back from 3-1, and obviously they knew that they could, or at least they thought in their mind, they could go out and compete with this team. But Kevin Durant, obviously a big difference maker, maybe way too much for these guys to handle when they have all that scoring power on that side, because there's only two guys that are reliable for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and that's LeBron and Kyrie. So everybody else has really got to step their game up in order for them to have any shot in this series. That's what I think.
Yeah, so big picture, Dorf. Hey, it's Wilson here. Just hoping you're recovering from your golf game and all that up there.
Tell you, man. It's been a fun time. Yeah, I have to admit, man. I'm in Bruce City, so you know what I'm doing, obviously. I'm not only playing golf, but I'm enjoying myself. I got to admit it.
You got to have, you're having a little bit of Kool-Aid, I'm sure, up there. so
the
big
bubbler.
Picture, yeah, the big picture, Dorf. Is this good for the NBA? To have two teams like this meeting for the third year in a row. I mean, is it, you know, some fans, I mean, these millennials now, oh, this is boring and stuff. But I mean, we've talked about this when you and I, you know, were younger, it was Boston and LA almost every year. You know, Chicago was always a foregone conclusion getting to the finals when Jordan was there. But is this a good idea? I mean, is this what the NBA wants?
See, I think the difference today, fellas, is this, man. The leading up to the finals, you know, was just so easy. Both those teams, 12-1 and 12-0, obviously moving into the finals. So I think that what was different back in the day is, you know what, Chicago had to get over New York. Chicago had to get over Indiana. There were those tests in the Eastern Conference. And on the other side, the Lakers had to get over the Rockets, or the Lakers had to get over somebody else. So I think that there was a little bit more parity back in the day. And there were about 5 or 6 teams that probably could wind up winning an NBA title back in those days. But, you know, when you have Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish and DJ and Danny Ainge and all those guys that they had, I mean, they had a team full of stars. And I think that that's sort of the difference with today's game. And you know what? The millennials and everybody likes to move so fast. I don't know, man. I'm not upset with the fact that we have two teams that are super powerhouses. And I think that people just got to understand that we're watching, I guess you could call it modern day greatness. Is it the same type of greatness that we saw with Michael and Magic and Larry and all those guys? No, it's not. It's a totally different game, man. So I don't think you can compare the two eras, to be quite honest with you. But I think that just the difference was is they had to get it. They had to get through a tough Eastern Conference, or they had to get through a tough Western Conference final before they got to the NBA Finals. And I think that that was slightly the difference as to what we're seeing on the floor today.
I think these teams definitely saw their challenges. You know, I think that they definitely had some adversity, but the Cavaliers saw it with Indiana in the first round. I thought that, you know, the Spurs only got to see, or the Warriors only got to see it with the Spurs for about two quarters of play until Kawhi went down. So, hey, Andy, do you have a few minutes to hang out with us on the other side?
Sure. Absolutely, fellas.
All right. So more with Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, Jeff Rich. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. This is Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich filling in for the Dorf Man, but we have the Dorf Man on the phone along with Mike Wilson, and we're talking some NBA. We're talking about the big picture parody of the league and how it would be even more disappointing if we discovered that it's not a two-team league, but a one-team league. And we talk about the challenges that we used to see back in the day where teams would just cannibalize each other going through the conference playoffs, and only the strongest would survive, and they'd get to the NBA Finals, and they'd be richer for the experience, and we'd get a great championship series. You know, in those days, it was live. You know, slightly before that, it was on tape delay. But the NBA Finals, obviously a huge event. Obviously, you want to be prepared and you want to be tested. And, you know, my argument for Indiana with Cleveland, guys, is that Nate McMillan brings kind of that West Coast style, that run and gun from the old Seattle Supersonics days. I mean, the Warriors were there. The Mavericks would run. Denver would run. Utah had to run to keep up. And they, you know, more often than not, they would prevail. But I think that Indiana's style is a big reflection of Nate McMillan, and it's probably a better test for Cleveland, or probably served as a better test for Cleveland than playing the Toronto Raptors. You know, it's kind of a good competitor, but not one that's going to necessarily prepare you for the Western Conference champion. And the Boston Celtics, a good team in their own right. It was just Cleveland, I don't think, is a great matchup for them, whereas Cleveland really had to scratch and claw. Even though they lost to Boston, I thought they had to scratch and claw a little bit more in the opening series. I'll throw it to you first, Mike.
Yeah, no, I agree that they had to scratch and claw a lot more with Indiana than they did Boston. Boston almost seemed, it was like they were the bullfighter and just ole, just letting Cleveland do whatever they wanted to do. It was immensely frustrating for me, being a big Celtic guy, seeing just the dismantling of my team. But I will say this in terms of Toronto. Toronto was so immensely disappointing for me. I thought they were going to put up a much better fight against Cleveland. I mean, I just, based on what I had seen last season's playoff series, I thought it was going to be a much better fight from them. And they put up no fight. The Raptors were pathetic in how they played against Cleveland.
You want to take that one, Dorf?
I disagree with both of you guys. Sorry, man. First and foremost, when you're sweeping through the playoffs, you're not getting pushed. So I don't know where you guys are coming up thinking that these are even though Indiana was close and competitive, I never felt like Cleveland was going to lose any of those basketball games. And I actually agree with Mike to a certain degree on Toronto. That was a complete disappointment. I mean, after they went 6 last year, you would have thought that they would have been able to push them, at least get a game. But with that being said, they were injured, man. So Kyle Lowry wasn't 100%. DeMar DeRozan wasn't 100%, and they just didn't have the firepower to hang with Cleveland. And to give Cleveland a little bit of credit, man, I thought they were playing better in the Eastern Conference along their journey through the Eastern Conference versus how they playing, obviously, in Game 1. And I don't want to overreact to Game 1, like I said, because truth be told, each game is going to have its own story. It's going to be its own new beginning. So you have to just prepare each game individually. But I don't agree. I think these playoffs are lousy, man. And when you're sweeping through, that's not intriguing basketball. To see the Warriors win 16 straight has become something that's intriguing, but that's because of the lack of the other teams being any good. So I'm sorry, but I disagree with both of you guys to a certain degree.
We're talking to Andy Dorf, obviously from the Dorf on Sports Radio team. You can tweet him at Dorf on Sports and the show at Dorf Online. Hey, let's go around the horn a little bit. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final shifted over to Nashville, and yeah, the crowd was hungry, and the Predators answered the call. What'd you think of that, Andy?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, look, you know, the way that Pittsburgh got out of the gates in Game 1 and 2, it kind of looked like Nashville was going to be in a big world of hurt, but they came and put it on them. I mean, you got to like the fact that they've got a lot of fight, they've got a lot of strength, they've got a lot of wit, they've got a lot of grit, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to have a guy that can stop the puck in the nets, and you know what? They got it done last night, scoring 5 goals and only yielding to 1 goal. So I'm all about it, man, and I think that, you know what? This is a super segue, man, because we go from what we're watching on the NBA side, and we're not we're not talking that positively about it. But now we're going to switch gears and talk about NHL hockey. And man, oh man, I have nothing but great stuff to say about the NHL playoffs. They're always fantastic, and we're not going to be disappointed. The Preds are going to come to play, and we're going to have ourselves a good series. That's what I think.
And we're going to talk to our friend from the Dorf on Sports Radio team from Nashville. I believe he was at the game on Saturday night. Talk about the party that begins when the bars open at 9:30 there in Nashville. And, you know, Rene gives up the goal early. There was talk of benching him after game one. It was such a disaster. He gives up the goal early. They go on the power play. Yossi evens it up. And then 42 mm-hmm. seconds later, Gordeau gets the breakaway. And he was so by himself after putting Nashville up 2-1, that he had no one to celebrate with but his own boards, and he jumped up against the glass and he kind of did one of those chest bumps against the glass. I thought it was just an awesome moment, and the crowd responded. And you got Alan Jackson, you got Carrie Underwood tweeting from the game, Tim McGraw concert in the street. They play "I Like It," "I Love It," "I Want Some More of It." Every time the Predators score a goal, I think it's a real testament to Sunbelt hockey. It might not work here in our backyard in Phoenix, Arizona, but it is working in other places. I think that we've seen Carolina win a cup, but they have attendance problems, so it's not working there. I think that it's working really well in Nashville, who didn't have professional sports as recently as, 21 years ago?
Yeah, somewhere along those lines. I think that's a good point. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say that atmosphere was second to none last night. I mean, I've been to Nashville a couple of times, and that place, when that downtown is hopping, there is not a better place to be, maybe minus Vegas, than Nash Vegas with them. And just seeing that crowd just get into it and just not let up. I mean, my son and I are watching the game last night, and my son even made the comment that, like, "Dad, that crowd is so into it." I'm like, "Yeah, they're into it. Their team's winning. They're playing well. They're going to be partying all night in Nashville."
So from Hog Heaven to Disneyland, Albert Pujols becomes the ninth member of the 600 Home Run Club. Club's a lot less exclusive that he's entering than perhaps the likes of Barry Bonds entered, what was it, about 10, 12 years ago. So Pujols, really quick to 100, really quick to 200, has kind of slowed down in his later years. Andy, you've seen a lot of this guy, obviously playing against your Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Central Division. What's your response to Pujols hitting 600?
Look, back in the day, obviously, he was great for the St. Louis Cardinals. We all know that. And, yeah, I did get to see him play a lot. And he was better in that ballpark for sure than he is with the Anaheim Angels. We all know that. But I think it's interesting because he's not getting a lot of pub about this. And when, you reach that milestone, it is pretty awesome. Let's be honest. I mean, 600 home runs is absolutely fantastic. But I'm more intrigued by the fact that it's been pretty downplayed and it's not being that it's not been a big topic of, like, hey, Albert Pujols is going to hit a 600th home run. And it's just been really downplayed. And I think that has to do with the steroid era and all that stuff, as we all know. And people aren't believing what they see anymore with what guys are doing. So how many of those home runs are legit? How many of those home runs aren't legit? And I think that's always weighing in the back of people's minds now. So these records that we're seeing being broke or being reached, these milestones, I think they're less significant now because we don't know if it's totally honest or not. So I'm surprised more about the fact that he's not getting a lot of pub and the fact that, just of what I said, is just that it's a different era, man, and we're not positive that these guys are true to what they're doing.
Well, the pursuit of 700 is going to be a bigger thing, and let me throw this to you, Mike. There's a theory out there that once he left St. Louis, he signed the big contract and put the needle away. How do you respond to that speculation?
See, I don't know about you two, but I've never looked at Pujols. I've never thought of Pujols as a dirty player in terms of PEDs and that kind of thing. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his personality. Maybe it's just maybe the way he plays or something. I've never thought of him as being juiced up at all. And I was going to get your thoughts. Have you guys ever looked at, at Pujols as being that PED guy? Or is he falling in, like Dorf said, is he falling into that category of we're just suspicious of everything now since we've gone through the steroid era.
I think it's hard to say. I think that it's impossible to completely exonerate him from that speculation. But, you know, when you look at guys that we've known since they were 19, 20 years old because they got called up at such a young age and then they stick around for so long, I'm thinking of Justin Verlander in the same breath. You give them a lot of the benefit of the doubt on these things because you figure so many people have been caught. So many people have been caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Rafael Palmeiro, I'm talking to you, Sammy Sosa. You know, those guys have been, you know, right in the center of it that I think that everyone on the peripheral kind of suffers from that blame, but it's also possible at the same time.
Yeah, I
would agree with you, Dorf. Yeah.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, look, the bottom line is I think there's going to be speculation about everybody moving forward, and they got to keep continuing to watch these guys and monitor everything that's going on, and they got to know what's going in their bodies. And look, I mean, at the end of the day, when you watch these guys from when they're young coming into the league and then later in their lives that they're so much bigger and stronger and whatnot and doing that in their mid-30s, I'm sorry, but you got to raise some questions and you got to raise your eyebrows toward that. So, Mike, don't be naive. I'm sorry, man, but at the end of the day, you know what they always say, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So these guys are cheating and they are trying, but at the end of the day, they keep looking and they keep searching and they keep trying to find whatever these people are having. And these professional leagues need to stay ahead of the curve and be on top of whatever these guys are taking. So don't be naive, man. They're all cheating, or at least a good majority of them are cheating. And it's just too bad that we don't catch all of these guys.
I would say, yeah, it's too bad. And I don't think I'm being naive. It's just, I don't know. There's just, I don't look at him as the same breath as I did Sammy or McGuire or Palmeiro. And I can't explain why that it's just, he's just never struck me as that person. But I agree with you, Dorf, that these professional leagues, they do have to stay ahead of the curve. And these guys also have to know what's going in their body. Their body is their career. And yep. For them, the excuse that they give, I didn't know what I was putting in my body, or I didn't know that was part of what I was taking, that's never rung, clean with me. I mean, that's always been something I'm like, come on, dude, you know what you're putting in your body. Mr. What's that? The Milwaukee kid?
Ron.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ryan Braun. Sure.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, that I was like, dude, you know full well what you're doing to your body or putting in your body. So don't play that because your body is your career.
All right, we got to get this in. Albert Pujols swinging a big stick, gets the grand slam, 7-2 victory over the Minnesota Twins for the Angels. I'll tell you about a team that wasn't swinging a big stick. And I know that, Dorf, you've been on the golf course, you've been swinging the golf clubs. I'm not sure how well you swung the baseball bat lately, but you, me, and Mike have all had as many hits as the Arizona Diamondbacks got against Edison Volquez in Miami on Saturday.
You know, it's amazing, man, that the D-backs go to Miami and they're blowing it. And now you look in the front mirror, man, and who's up there? The Los Angeles Dodgers. And we've been talking about how they've been struggling and this and that and the other. I think the dose of reality has finally hit. They went to Miami, man, and I would have expected much better play out of them. And they've obviously dropped the ball in Miami, man.
Most certainly. Well, you know, it's the end of the road trip, and I brought this up on Friday. It's the end of an 11-game road trip. You know, I think that they'd like to win on Sunday to kind of salvage the series. So with that being said, I hear the music. I appreciate you letting me sit in the driver's seat, and we'll talk to you soon on the local program or right back here Sunday on the Sports Byline program.
Hey, man, you guys are doing a fantastic job. I know that I can leave the keys in your hand at any time, and it makes me really happy, bro. So good job. Keep it up, and I'll talk at you guys later. Wonderful job, man. Seriously.
All right. One more segment coming up.
Safe Shepherd travels, Rich,
Mike
Dorf.
Wilson. You're listening to Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
All right, here we go. Final segment of the hour. Good hour, Mike. Good hour. We talked a little bit of NBA Finals. We talked a little bit of about the Stanley Cup going back to Nashville. We got Albert Pujols in, and we had a special guest, a little unexpected. Our own Andy Dorf called in to weigh in last couple segments there.
Yeah, no, it was a great first hour. Lots of banter going back and forth. Now, you know, like they always say in sports, let's finish strong this last hour.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we'll have a lot more on the other side. We'll kind of get more into the 600 home run club and, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks getting no hit. And, you know, we'll look ahead to game two of the NBA Finals. Keep it close, everyone. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline U.S. Radio Network. All right, so this 600 home run club is just, he's going to be the last one in. We're going to get Miguel Cabrera, and then nobody else has more than 300 in their career, so it's going to be a long way to go.
Does he?
Keep it. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Armed response officers then responded very quickly and bravely and confronted the three male suspects who were shot and killed in Borough Market.
British authorities say they've made several arrests in a series of raids in recent hours in connection with last night's deadly terrorist attack in London, in which three attackers mowed people down with a van on London Bridge and then randomly stabbed people, killing at least seven of them at a nearby marketplace before police killed them. British Prime Minister Theresa May says last night's attack has something in common with two other attacks in 3 months in her nation. All three were driven by Islamist extremism.
They are bound together by the single evil ideology of Islamist extremism that preaches hatred, sows division, and promotes sectarianism.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're as tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric and protests as I am, it's time to stand up and show your support for our 45th president. There's no better way to do that than to proudly wear your pro-Trump apparel. The best site to find high-quality merchandise is ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. You'll find all the most popular slogans on shirts, hats, hoodies, and much, much more. You'll appreciate the people who run ProTrump45.com, too. They get it. They'll help you show your conservative values with great Trump gear. If you are proudly in the silent majority, if you've served in the military, if you're a hardworking American, a God-fearing American, a conservative, it's time to speak up. Be an adorable deplorable and help make America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now, ProTrump45.com.
President Trump's decision to take the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement getting a lot of attention on the Sunday news shows. Longtime climate change activist and former Vice President Al Gore says he thinks it's a big mistake to leave the Paris Accord, but he tells CNN's State of the Union,
"We are going to see continued reductions in emissions in the U.S. We're going to meet the commitments under the climate pact in Paris, regardless of what President Trump does."
On the same program, Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley said much the same thing, saying the accord is the problem, not the administration.
"We will always be a leader in the environment. That's what we do. That's who we are. But we're going to make sure that we're not hurting our companies in the process."
Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial to get started tomorrow in Pennsylvania. He's been accused of similar assaults by dozens of women, but this is the only one that can be criminally prosecuted because of the statute of limitations. The comedian not expected to testify at what's expected to be a two-week trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years, but now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
More now on the latest deadly terror attack in London as President Trump wades into the gun control debate in commenting on it, saying, quote, "Do you notice we are not having a gun debate right now? That's because they used knives and a truck," end quote, for that Trump tweet. He also tweets some problems with what the London mayor Sadiq Khan had to say shortly after the terror attack. Khan said, "There's no reason to be alarmed." President Trump saying he's mystified at such a comment after seven people were killed and 48 were wounded in a terror attack in that city. Southern rock legend Greg Allman was laid to rest in Macon, Georgia yesterday. A lot of fans turned out, this one coming from northern Georgia, to witness the events.
"It's an honor to be here. Macon's done awesome welcoming the fans. They've made it very organized. It's been a pleasure to be here. The whole music industry will miss him. Added so much to it."
Allman's ex-wife Cher and former President Jimmy Carter were among those who attended the private memorial service for the Southern Rock pioneer, but fans then lined the motorcade route from the chapel to the cemetery. The Allman Brothers co-founder died a week ago at 69 from liver cancer. And a recycled spacecraft is on its way to the International Space Station for the first time ever as SpaceX launched the Dragon from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday after Thursday's original launch was called off because of the weather. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to Dorf on Sports. I'm Jeff Rich, driving in the pilot seat for the Dorf, man. He's taking a little time off. Joined us in the first hour, but I got Mike Wilson riding shotgun. Ready to roll for another hour here in the world of sports?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm always ready to roll in the world of sports. I mean, what's better to talk about than sports? I mean, certainly not politics or anything else. So let's do some sports talk.
We'll drop the political talk for the time being for Mike Wilson. The Warriors up 1-0 after a convincing win on Thursday night at Oracle Arena over the Cavaliers. Nashville gets back in the series 2-1 after winning Game 3 on their home ice. And Albert Pujols goes deep for the 600th time. That club is going to be a little more exclusive than it's been over the last 17 years or so. As it's grown from 3 to 9, it might get to 10, but getting to 11 might be tough. So we'll have Shane Cadle from Nashville to kind of share the atmosphere with us on the other side. And keep it close, everyone. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Dorf on Sports, and you are listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Everyone's watching.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to Dorf on Sports, and a reminder that we can be heard on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network live each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. That I believe would be 11 to 1 Eastern Time, because I'm not very good with math. But Mike Wilson, are you watching these Stanley Cup Finals?
You know what? The first game I watched, I missed the second one, and I got last night's game. So, yes, I am for the most part tuned in. Yes.
All right. Speaking of the Stanley Cup Finals, from Nashville, Tennessee, where all of the hysteria is going on in the National Hockey League this weekend, we have our friend from the Dorf on Sports radio team, Shane Cadle, joining us. And Shane, you were at Game 3. Tell us about the atmosphere there a little bit, and good morning to you.
Well, yeah, Nashville Predators fans, they were very pumped up from the beginning. Just, pretty much all afternoon, from like 2 in the afternoon until about 11 o'clock at night, that's for sure. It's like, Alan Jackson performed a free concert outside Bridgestone Arena. Yeah, just pretty wild, pretty much from first puck drop till the final bell in third period, yep.
All right, so I talked to you a little bit about the catfish thing on our local show the other day, and it was a lot of hype, but really only a couple of catfish made it onto the ice. I heard security was really tight at Bridgestone for that kind of thing.
Yes, they were. Yeah, they were pretty much patting down everybody.
All right, Mike. Hey, Mike, you got anything for Shane?
Shane, just tell me, what was it like just with that atmosphere out there? I mean, I've been to Nashville a few times, and I know what the downtown scene is like. I mean, was it just a buzzsaw of activity like the whole day?
Pretty much, yeah. Just like thousands of people were down, like tens of thousands of people were downtown watching Alan Jackson perform. Just, it was having a good old time. Then, along with the England fans, they were guy in Lash and two, it was just jam-packed all day long yesterday, yeah, for sure.
Go
ahead, Mike.
All right. So going into game four, I'm losing track now. what's the expectation for the Predators? I mean, are the fans just like, okay, we got this, we're going to even this up? Or is it, is there a bit of just apprehension still because they are playing the Penguins and that the Penguins are so experienced with all this?
Yeah, of course. We believe, definitely the Preds Nation, they believe that we were all even this thing up Monday night. Yeah, definitely don't want to, you know, let loose up the Penguins because they definitely are an experienced team. They know, they've been here before. Just definitely kind of let up on them whatsoever.
Let's talk about the elitists that don't think that places like Phoenix, Arizona, and Sunrise, Florida, and Nashville, Tennessee deserve a hockey team. You've had the Predators there since 1998. How has this town really embraced the team, or are they just saying that Predators hockey is just something to do?
Oh, yeah, they've definitely embraced. Yeah, for at least the past decade, you could say they've really embraced the Nashville Predators here in town. Just, yeah, I can tell. I've been living here almost 5 years. I can definitely tell. There's definitely lots of love for the Nashville Predators here in town. They love them here. They just could not see them not being here, for sure.
All right, Mike. We talk a lot. You know, you and I talk a lot of college football. I know that Shane's right there in Nashville, which is, you know, arguably one of the, you know, centers of the universe for college football, even though the team in town isn't necessarily all that because it is the Stanford of the South, like you put it the other day. But talk a little bit about college football. You know, I don't know if you heard this, Shane, what happened with Bill Snyder and a player that was trying to transfer out of Kansas State. Mike wrote an article about it for DorfOnSportsRadio.com, and I'm curious if you have anything to say about these coaches kind of being dictators over these kids that they recruit out of high school when they want to, you know, look for a change of scenery.
Well, I mean, I get that. They definitely want them telling them, you know, I'm not going to let you transfer this school and that school. I think that's what we're doing.
If you could, you know, I know you wrote the Mike, I know you wrote the article. You know, could you get into a little bit of, you know, the background on what Bill Snyder did and how it ultimately turned out?
Yeah. So what was happening here at Kansas State? We had a young receiver, a number two receiver, Corey Sutton, I believe his name was, and or is he's not he's still with us, wanting to leave the program. For whatever reason, whether it was, you know, he just wanted to play closer to home, or he didn't fit into the system at K-State, or, you know, whatever it was, he wanted to go. And he let Snyder know that he wanted to leave. And Snyder reportedly had said to him, well, I can't make you stay. But evidently he was trying to make him stay. And the kid, to his credit, gave Snyder a list of 35 schools that were willing to give him a scholarship to play for them. And none of the schools he listed were in the Big 12. None of the schools that he listed were part of the future schedule of K-State. So he thought he would be pretty much in the clear. Snyder denied it for whatever reason. And then Snyder let out of the bag that, you know, he wasn't going to let him go. And he even let out of the bag that this kid flunked a couple of drug tests. Now I hadn't seen anything where he had specified what kind of drug test was it. You know, was he positive on PEDs? Was he positive for some other recreational type of drugs? You know, what was it? But in the end, he took Snyder and the administration and the program took so much heat over this that they finally relented and they're letting the kid go, but it shouldn't even have got that far. There's no way. If the kid doesn't want to be there, let him go, let him pursue his dream. And my whole kind of argument with it was, look, you have these college coaches that leave all the time to pursue a better job, more money. Why not let these kids kind of do the same thing? And I just found it just kind of hypocritical for Snyder to keep this kid from pursuing his dream.
Shane, do you want to lay in on that, you know, on that hypocrisy there?
Hello?
Oh, you agree. All right. So, Shane, what are you – let's shift it to college football in general, though. And, you know, you live in SEC country. I know that you have an affinity for West Virginia there in the Big 12. What are you looking for from those two conferences this upcoming season?
I mean, yeah, of course, I expect the SEC be dominant. You know, Alabama, of course, they're always dominant. Big 12, I would say, I look at them, I think it might be a bit watered down this year. I expect them, I mean, I don't think, Big 12 probably pretty much up for grabs for any team this year. Because, yeah, there's Oklahoma. Frankly, I would say Oklahoma might be top contender once again, but I think, yeah, Big 12 probably be not really that competitive this year. I don't think they will.
All right. All right, Shane, hey, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to ask, what are the thoughts on Auburn? I've heard some friends of mine that they think Auburn's going to be a little better than they have been the last couple of seasons. So what's the talk about Auburn in the SEC?
Yeah, years Auburn obviously has been great now, but yeah, I expect them to be a bit more competitive this year for sure. I expect them to be on top of the SEC, at least top four, I would say. That's my guess. No, I wouldn't say they're going to compete with the Alabama or anything up there, but yeah, I would expect to be top four for me.
Hey, Shane, thanks for taking time out of your day. Talk a little bit of Nashville Predators. Talk a little college football with you. It's Shane Cadle from Dorf On Sports Radio Team. You can follow him on Twitter at Sheetle, S-H-A-L-E. And, Shane, you have a great day. All right, everybody. Keep it close, everyone. We will be back with another segment. Jeff Rich, Mike Wilson, Dorf On Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Plenty of Allman Brothers here on the Dorf on Sports program. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Rich. You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Rolling with Mike Wilson on the first weekend in the month of June 2017. You know, NBA Finals are on our mind, sure. Stanley Cups, plenty exciting. Lots going on in the world of Major League Baseball, but Mike Wilson and I, you know, we could go around it, of course. But at the end of the day, I think that we're both true meat and potatoes football guys. Mike?
Okay, can you hear me now?
All yeah, right. The mute button strikes again.
You know, it's something like that. Yeah, I don't know what the heck it was. But anyways, yeah, meat and potatoes, college football, pro football. We're in June, which means July and mini camps and, you know, media days with college football are coming up. So it's coming quick. And for all those football fans, they're going to be very happy here probably in the next, 5 to 6 weeks. I know that I'll probably head out to L.A. again for the Pac-12 media days and those kind of things. But, yeah, I mean, let's talk football, Jeff. What do you got?
All right, so let's start with you. Let's make you sort of our guest for the segment.
Okay.
PacificTakes.com, part of the SB Nation blog network. What do you guys cover there at Pacific Takes?
Boy, we cover anything and everything. It's Pac-12. We got guys that write about Colorado. We got guys that write about every team in the Pac-12. And if you haven't checked out PacificTakes.com yet, you need to get your butts there, and check it out. Follow them on Twitter, Pacific Takes. We're talking about a lot of recruiting stuff right now with our articles. I got articles there about Oregon State and their baseball team. But the majority of the stuff that we cover is college football, college basketball. It's just a really great site to check out. If you're a West Coast fan, if you're a Pac-12 fan, that's where you should be.
Yeah. And I've had, Jack Fullman, who covered at one point, I'm not sure if he's still with you guys, but he covered the Washington Huskies, a little bit of a comedian in his own right. So, a lot of fun people over there to talk to. And, let's get to it though. Pac-12, let's go to the Pacific Northwest where, you're very familiar. And the question
just
is
a little bit
to start. Washington here to stay, and is Oregon perhaps gone for good?
Oh, I don't think Oregon's gone for good. I think Oregon has to retool and they have to look themselves in the mirror a little bit to realize, okay, you know, there might be in the months of all the great football that they've put out there for their fans over the past, I'm just going to say 8 to 10 years. There's going to be a season, maybe two, maybe this is the second one in a row that they have, you know, they're not in the top 10. They're not vying for a playoff spot. They're vying just to get back to a bowl game and just kind of redo the program a little bit in terms of wins and those kind of things. Washington, they lost a lot on defense. They also lost John Ross, their wideout, and that was a big loss because he was uber quick and he had great hands. but they still have their quarterback. They still have Myles Gaskin in the backfield. I believe their offensive line should be okay. So I don't think Washington necessarily is going to be a playoff team, but they're not going to go totally off the radar in terms of going from a playoff team to being like, you know, 7-5. I could see Washington being 9-3, 10-2, something like that. But no, Washington right now, if I had to pick somebody to win the Pac-12 North, I'm going to roll with the Huskies. Even with their losses on defense, they have depth that can facilitate a quicker return to that hard-hitting defense that they have up there in Seattle.
All right. Washington State, Luke Falk, probably a top 15 pick. I mean, you can never tell the season before their last collegiate season, but a lot of promise there with Luke Falk. You and I actually caught a Sun Devil v. Cougar game a couple of years ago where he came in for Connor Halliday and still threw for like 700 yards against a not-so-reputable Arizona State defense that year.
No, but still, I mean, you're throwing up video game kind of numbers. You still got to make the throws. You still got to complete the passes. You know, you got to do all that stuff, and you know that. So, you know, Luke Falk, I've written a few things about Luke, and he's probably right up there with one of the best quarterbacks in the country that no one has a clue about, that no, because he's out in Pullman. He's out in the middle of nowhere out there in the Palouse. And what you're going to get is a kid that can make all the throws. He has a good arm. He's big. He has all the statistical things that GMs and scouts like to see. He has the height. He has the, you know, he's 6'4", 6'5", and he's 225. He's 230. He can move around. He can extend plays. So if you want to look at a quarterback that could certainly be, like you said, a top 15 pick, Luke Falk is your guy out there in Pullman. Oh yeah.
All right. So tell me something sexy about Oregon. Tell me something to get excited about Willie Taggart going up there. And, you know, he doesn't have a Harrington. He doesn't have a Mariota. We don't know the quarterback situation up there exactly just yet. What indication is there that Oregon is not down for long?
Now, I will say this, that the quarterback that they have up there, and his name, and I'm so sorry, I'm just having like brain cramps this morning in terms of names, but he's going to be the guy that came in, the freshman last year, is going to be the guy up there, and he's good. Like, as a freshman, you could see it. He didn't really get too rattled while he was playing. Now, I will say this, the one team that did get to him and rattle him was Washington. But Washington got to most quarterbacks and rattled every quarterback that they faced. But Justin Hebert, that's his name.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were talking about Prokop or Hebert. I didn't see a lot for Prokop a year ago.
No, Prokop was Dakota came from Montana, and he got supplanted by Hebert. Prukup didn't really do much. In my opinion, with Prukup, they shouldn't have gone with the senior transfer kid. You can only go to that well so many times before things kind of get out of control. And they put Hebert in, and Hebert performed pretty admirably once he got a hold of the offense. But Hebert's going to be the guy. Now with things around him, that's going to be the question, with the Ducks. I don't know what is sexy I could tell you about the Ducks, except that, you know, we all know that they're going to come with 1,000 different uniforms, and that's what, you know, the kids pay attention to this day. So that might be the one thing that might be sexy about them, but pay attention to Hebert at quarterback for Oregon. He can make throws, and he looks, I'll tell you this. He looks like he's 12 years old. If you see a picture of him, you're like, this kid's baby-faced. He may be baby-faced, but the guy has a heart of a lion. Like he stays in that pocket and he tries to make the throw. He can run around, but he has a heart of a lion. And when you got that as a quarterback, Jeff, I mean, you and I both know you got something. And as long as you got a quarterback, you're going to have a chance to win. And right now they do have their quarterback.
Is there any excitement in Corvallis over the former Duck, perhaps coming back to Oregon State, Thomas Tyner?
Thomas Tyner. Now, Tyner was a stud in high school at Aloha High School. It's just like west of Portland. There is excitement because we've needed a running back, a good, solid running back for a while now. I mean, we had, and I say we because I'm an Oregon State alumni. We had Storm Woods for a few years, but there is excitement. That Civil War win that they had over Oregon, as well as some other wins in the Pac-12, just has people feeling upbeat in Corvallis for the first time in a long time. And I'll tell you what, talking with Anderson a couple of times, like I have, he has those kids believing. Those kids will run through the wall for him. And here's a guy to keep your eye on, Jeff, Ryan Nall. They call him the Wrecking Nall. He's their tailback. He's their running back. They can put him kind of in the slot. They can kind of move him around a little bit, but he's just a big kid.
Like a James Conner type?
Yes, very much so. So you put him back there with Tyner. That's going to be a good running combination for them.
All right, I hear the music, so we got to take a break. You got Jeff Rich, you got Mike Wilson. The Dorf Band was in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about a coach that came from Wisconsin to go to the Pac-12 on the other side. Keep it close, everyone. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich filling in for the Dorf Man. Got Mike Wilson from the Dorf on Sports radio team. And, of course, PacificTakes.com. And even though it's the month of June, we're going a little bit around it in the Pac-12 offseason. Talk a little bit about Oregon, the Washington schools, bringing in Thomas Tiner perhaps to Oregon State. I had him pegged as my freshman of the year in 2014. His career kind of got derailed by injury and some other things, but he's looking to get back on the football field and perhaps to play at Oregon State. Oregon State coached by former Wisconsin coach Gary Anderson, and Wisconsin's defensive coordinator from a year ago, who stymied the previously undefeated Western Michigan MAC champs in the Cotton Bowl, and he's finally got a head coaching gig. He's kind of been one of those big names around the Pac-12, Mike, but he goes to the Big Ten, and now he's got a head coaching gig at Cal. What can he do for this Cal program?
Oh, Wilcox, here's what I think with Cal. Cal is one of those programs, and it's kind of like Stanford, but I think maybe Coach Shaw has figured it out at Stanford. But Cal is one of those programs where I'm not sure that football is like the top priority, because it's such an academically challenging school that getting kids in there, and we all know that Marshawn Lynch went there, so maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not as tough to get kids in there, but
if you can run the football, it kind of changes the equation with the academics.
they kind of figure it out in there. But I think what Wilcox is going to bring is some toughness, some just kind of grit to the program that they maybe have been lacking the last few years. And I know that my editor at PacificTakes.com he's a Cal grad. He's a Cal guy. And he is just chomping at the bit to see what Wilcox can do for them. But knowing how Wilcox played at Oregon and when he was a coach at USC, and now he's up there at Cal, I mean, by way of Wisconsin and all that kind of stuff, he's going to bring grit. He's going to bring a toughness to them that I think is needed. And I think is needed in the Pac-12 as a whole, because I think the Pac-12 is viewed as kind of a soft conference because all we do is, all we do is throw the ball around, right? But that toughness is something Cal needs, especially in that Pac-12 North, when their crosstown rival Stanford is known to be, that hard-hitting kind of Big Ten team that's in this, just so happens to be part of the Pac-12. If you can bring some toughness and just some physicality to the Pac-12, I say, bring it on. That's a good thing for the conference.
All right, moving down the coast. Coach isn't heralded a lot because he might not be that big name that Pete Carroll was, or even Orgeron was. And Orgeron obviously left under kind of suspicious circumstances. But you got a guy in Clay Helton who I know you've talked to a few times. What does he bring to that program? And are they really, are they the Pac-12 South favorites, if not the conference favorites?
They have. To kind of go in reverse order here, I think they certainly have to be the Pac-12 South favorites. As far as the conference favorites, I think it's, I think it comes down to SC and Washington for the title. But what Clay brings is just, he's not exactly, I don't see him as being a person that is up in your face kind of coach, but he's holding those players at Southern Cal responsible for their position and what they need to do on every snap and what every defensive scheme or offensive scheme that they're going over or trying to use from week to week. He's holding responsible for that. And because I don't know if Sarkisian was that guy. I mean, he obviously wasn't that guy because of all other problems that he had. But Helton is just that, this is what I expect you to do. This is how I expect you to do it. Now do it. Or I'm going to find another five-star guy that's sitting behind you to do it. So I think I like Helton from the times I've talked to him at media days or on, you know, doing a conference call with the conference and that kind of thing. He just has a very plain spoken, but yet upfront, this is how I'm going to do things. And if you don't like it, well, just go root for somebody else.
And he's got a good arm there at quarterback and Sam Darnold. You know, a lot of people are projecting him maybe to be one of the number one overall picks. But across town, Jim Mora's got a kid in Josh Rosen that came in with unworldly expectations. I don't know that he's lived up to them. I don't know that any human being possibly could, but maybe you could speak to the weapons that he's going to have around him in the 2017 season there.
Yeah, Rosen, and I agree with you, Rosen came in with just ungodly expectations. Now he's going to be coming off an injury to his shoulder that you have to wonder a little bit when you talk about a quarterback and a shoulder injury, just how effective he's going to be coming back. He's going to have some weapons around him in the backfield. He'll have this, I believe his name is Jamambo or something like that. Who is a pretty good running back. Now it was kind of running back by committee last year with UCLA a little bit. So they didn't have really one guy that to me just stood out and said, that's the guy. The receivers, to me, that's where, you know, Rosen needs his guys to step up a little bit. There wasn't too many guys that were making huge, huge plays for him. And because of that, and because of some defensive issues, you know, UCLA didn't have the season that they had. And for some people in LA, I mean, let's face it, you go to LA, they expect you to win, especially when your crosstown rival is USC and the success that they've had. They don't want to be looked at as on the second rung in that town. So Mora, to a lot of people out there in LA, is on the hot seat, and he has to get this thing turned around. Otherwise, I don't know, at the end of this season or if it continues in the next season, Mora could be looking for a new job.
All right, from Los Angeles, let's hop on I-10 East and bring it into our home state of Arizona. You talk about hot seats. I don't think it gets much hotter for either Todd Graham or Rich Rodriguez down there in Tucson. Dumpster fires going on at both programs here in the desert. How do either one of them turn it around?
Okay, let's start in Tucson. They've had injuries. A new Solomon is gone. A new transferred as a graduate transfer to Baylor. So they
Why would you want to dive into that program in the current
league? I have no idea. And when I saw that, I was like, really? Out of the choices that you may have had, you want to go to that dumpster fire there in Waco? Holy good Lord.
They have more of a presence. They have more of an East Coast presence in the Big 12, and that's the only thing I can think of over the Pac-12, because this kid's going to play in the NFL.
Are you talking about a new?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, he's – I don't know if he's going to play quarterback in the NFL, but, I mean, I could see him making the switch to maybe like a slot receiver or something like that. And it's going to be a tough thing for Arizona because they're going to have another young quarterback. I mean, they're going to have the kid that ran over Miss Arizona or Miss America during the ASU game. But I think the problem at Arizona, they've missed on recruiting. Like they've brought kids in that just haven't panned out. And you have to question whether or not that whoever's doing the scouting for them is missing something, whether it's, you know, talking with these kids and getting to know them a little bit better, or just you're missing something on tape, kind of thing. So Rich Rod has his work cut out for him down there. And I don't see maybe Arizona maybe winning but three or four games this year. And then you go north on I-10, to Tempe, and same thing. I mean, here's the thing with ASU, and I mean, you know, Jeff, I mean, that's where I go for most of the games and all that kind of stuff. But they've had so many coaching changes and so much coaching turnover the last few years. I think there are like nine or 10 different coaches the last two seasons. And when you have that kind of turnover, it doesn't, the continuity with the program is upset every, you know, December, January with somebody new coming in. So, we'll see. I mean, Graham did bring in the quarterback that started against USC for Alabama last year, and he looks every bit the quarterback. I mean, he's a California kid. He's a big, tall, blonde. You know, he has a good arm, kind of kid. But they also have Manny Wilkins, who was injured last year. But here's the thing with Manny, and people want to count Manny out. I'm not counting him out by any stretch. He's a good locker room guy. The guys, the players around him just love him. And he's a good leader in the locker room. And when he got that, that is hard to say to him, hey, you're going to be second string. But the new offensive coordinator for ASU was the receivers coach at Alabama. So this kid coming from Alabama, you would think that he may have a hand up, you know, a little bit of an edge going in, because he may be a little bit more comfortable with this guy at OC than anybody else. And he's not coming here to sit, you know, he's certainly not coming here to sit, but don't count Manny Wilkins out of anything. And then you got, go ahead.
I was going to say apologies to Colorado and Utah, two programs I think that are very legitimate within the Pac-12 conference since coming over. I think Utah's been there. Colorado just got there. But we're running out of time here. So I want to ask what your burning question is for game two of the NBA Finals on Sunday night in Oakland.
Is LeBron going to get any help? I mean, that's, you know, like Dorf said a while ago, if Love is getting 22 rebounds, but he's not giving you anything else, you know, LeBron can only do so much. My burning question will be, is Tristan Thompson going to show up? You know, is the help going to come for LeBron? What about you?
Can you force the other three to beat you? You know, can you put it in the hands of Draymond Green, Pachulia, and, you know, Klay Thompson to, you know, force them to win the game rather than letting Durant or Curry beat you? And I think that both did in game one. I thought that Golden State had a blueprint for game one, and they played it perfectly to a T. Cleveland was a little sloppy. They were both a little sloppy coming out of the gate. But I don't really put Klay Thompson in that, you know, in that conversation of the best players in this series. I think that he kind of rode Steph's coattails, took some open shots, and now that he's getting fewer shots with KD in the mix, I don't think that he's as valuable a player to Golden State, except on the defensive end.
No, I would agree with that. Now, here's a question for you, Jeff. Does Klay stay? Because his contract's coming up. Do you think he tries and go somewhere else, or does he take a little bit less to stay with the other three?
He seems like he's such a parasite to that system that it'd be hard. Maybe San Antonio would be an okay fit for him. You know, they preach good defense over there, but he can't just go anywhere. He's got to be part of something that enables him to be what he can be on the offensive end. And then, you know, I mean, I think that you put him up against your best backcourt player when you have him. He's a much better defender than Steph, but he has been and will continue to be a non-factor in these playoffs.
Well, think about this for a second. If he went to San Antonio and now you got CP3 that's thinking about San Antonio, if those two hooked up in San Antonio, what that would be like.
Whew. What an incredible scenario. Having fun talking some NBA with Mike Wilson. This is Dorf on Sports. I'm Jeff Rich, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan.
If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is the final segment. You're listening to Dorf on Sports. And a reminder that we are live on Sports Byline USA every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. As for this show, I want to thank our guest, Andy Dorf, the usual host of this show, checked in. We chatted a little bit with Shane Cadle about some college football and, of course, his Nashville Predators from Nashville. And it is parting shot time. Parting shot from Mike Wilson. Mike.
There we go. Good God. Yeah. All right. So, this is... am I here?
You are here. You are
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm party good. Shot. Okay. All right. I apologize, gentlemen. So, anyways, college baseball playoffs. Hey, Oregon State's 51-4. They're going for the regional win tonight. If you can check it out, because you're looking at a baseball team where the ERA is under 2. They got speed. They got hitters. They got defense. By the end of all this, they could end up with 60 wins for the season. They've been number 1 for the past 2.5 months. Go check out some college baseball later this afternoon.
Scorching hot take from Jeff Rich. Wondering if the Cleveland Cavaliers would be better off with David Blatt on that bench. He did nothing to get fired, and Ty Lue might find himself outmanned in this NBA Finals matchup. Man, Cavaliers got to play smart. LeBron's got to will his team to victory, but he also has to will his teammates to play better. So for Mike Wilson, for Andy Dorf, for Shane Cadle, I'm Jeff Rich. This has been Dorf on Sports, and you are listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.